Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. It's our top local story now. LA City Attorney Mike Fuhr, health advocates and community leaders are all urging the LA City Council to adopt a complete ban on the sale of all flavored tobacco products, including flavored hookah. Let's go live to downtown LA and KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero.
As requested by a majority of the council, Fuhr's office has drafted a proposed ordinance which bans the sale of flavored tobacco products, including e-cigarettes, with an exemption for flavored hookah sales in existing hookah lounges. He and others, though, are calling on the council to remove the exemption.
We all know the research shows that hookah, you know, a session of hookah is equivalent to hundreds of cigarettes being smoked in a given session.
That is Primo Castro with the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
It's also a tobacco product. We all know that tobacco, you know, that the derivative through nicotine is addictive. And it's deadly.
Fuhr, who is running for mayor, believes the city can do better. We have reached out for comment from the National Hookah Community Association. Reporting live in downtown LA, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The Federal Appeals Court is vacating a sweeping order from an LA judge, an order that would have forced the local government to offer shelter to every homeless person on Skid Row by the middle of next month. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals says the district court abused its discretion and did not have authority to issue the injunction. The ruling comes out of a lawsuit where a coalition of downtown business owners and residents sued the city and county of Los Angeles over their perceived failures on the homeless crisis. A bill has been introduced by a pair of California Democrats in Congress, a bill that would change the liability rules for boats in response to the Conception scuba boat fire back in 2019 that killed 34 people. The bill would update an 1851 law which currently allows boat owners to limit their liability in an accident to only the remains of their vessel. If past owners of smaller passenger vessels could be held legally responsible for accidents and would retroactively apply to the victims from the Conception fire and their families. The CDC meeting right now to make a recommendation on booster shots. When that decision comes, whatever it is, California officials say they will be ready. State Health and Human Services Director, Dr. Mark Galley, says the state has a plan to quickly begin giving people their shots, their booster shots.
We anticipate that in the next many weeks that we could see roughly 170 to anywhere up to 250,000 Californians in these different categories coming forward to get that additional shot.
The state's myturn.ca.gov platform is all ready to launch its booster eligibility screener and appointment finder to connect people with walk-in vaccine locations and appointments close to them. Well, they're back, UCLA students, back on campus today, some for the first time since the pandemic hit, others for the first time ever.
UCLA had originally announced that 80% of the classes this fall would be in person, then decided that large lectures would be conducted mostly online. Still, the students are back.
I just came out of my first class right now, actually. Yeah, it was weird. I was a little overwhelmed.
She's a math student, a junior, and tells KNX the most of her classes are in a classroom.
I'm excited to be back in person. I miss the social aspect of school. And
she's just trying to get adjusted again. meantime, a young man from the University of Washington, he was just hanging out at UCLA today, soaking it all in, waiting for his friends to get out of their classes.
The campus is like really lively. It's really popping.
Another student said it's just a little uncomfortable because he hasn't seen so many people together in a very long time. In Westwood, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
New numbers are out today. They show the California economy is still struggling to deal with the impact of the pandemic. New jobless claims soaring last week by more than 24,000 to stand at just over 75,000. Former State Employment Chief Michael Burnick tells KNX it is cause for concern.
What's clear from today's numbers is that California, in terms of new unemployment claims, is running well above other states and well above the national average.
Now, jobless claims here in California, now their highest level in 5 months. Governor Newsom signing a bill into law targeting the work quotas set by Amazon and other so-called mega retailers. California is the first state in the nation to ban these companies from firing warehouse workers for missing quotas that interfere with mandatory bathroom and rest breaks. The bill's author says Amazon can discipline and even fire its workers using an algorithm which flags any activity not related to moving packages. Now, business groups say this law will create unnecessary burdens for companies and negative affect the supply chain. When all the votes are counted, Orange County will have rejected the recall of Governor Newsom. There's still more than 5,000 votes left to process, but the anti-recall side is leading in Orange County by close to 39,000 votes in the latest tally. The OC Register reports both major parties see Orange County as symbolically very significant, as it often reflects the national electorate. In recent years, Democrats have been much more competitive in what used to be a reliably Republican county.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.